that middle interview.
Hello, hello. How you guys doing? How you guys hanging? How is the music business? How is the metal coming along? And we welcome you to another episode of That Metal Interview podcast with your friend James. Thank you guys for subscribing and sharing and liking and all that stuff. Blah, blah, blah. We have a great guest, special guest again. We have Jonathan Donais, if that's the way it's pronounced. This is the lead guitar player for Anthrax. Jonathan spent some time and talks to us about an update on Anthrax and also an update on Shadows Fall, as he is an original member of Shadows Fall. And they have plans to jam this coming December. As some of you might know, Shadows Fall is rehearsing as we speak for a December gig. And we'll let him talk about that, about other gigs or how many gigs does Shadows Fall have. And, of course, an update and a bunch of great stories with Anthrax. Mr. Jonathan Donais, well, let's check out something from his band, Living Wreckage. Let's check out 1 Foot in the Grave, Living Wreckage, Jonathan Donais. We'll be right back. Man, these guys just don't let up, man. They got some awesome riffs, great sound from these guys, Jonathan and me as a fan. This is just some great stuff, man. So anyways, let's go ahead and listen to our interview with Jonathan of Anthrax. Here it goes. Enjoy. Cool. So thanks for making time, you know. I appreciate that a million times.
No problem, man.
Yeah. Big fan of all your work, you know.
Oh, thank you so much.
Awesome. So everyone knows you from Shadows Fall at Anthrax, of course. Let's talk about your band, Living Wreckage, new album, 1 Foot in the Grave. First of all, for people that don't know, who is Living Wreckage? Who's in the band?
Okay, so it's myself, Matt Pashon from Shadows Fall, and then Matt LeBreton. He was in a band called Downpour with Brian Fair from Shadows Fall. Jeff Gard, who was in a band called Death Ray Vision. Yeah. And then John Morency is on drums. He's in a band called Let Us Pray.
Oh, wow. Heavy hitters for sure. A bunch of all-stars for sure.
Yeah, well, just a bunch of friends from Massachusetts. And I've had a lot of this stuff written since the last Shadows Fall record. So I was looking to put something together, and it just all worked out. And, you know, since COVID happened, I had nothing but time on my hands. So
right,
just wrote a bunch of music and put together.
So talk to us about the recording process for this album. Was it made sending files to each other? Go ahead.
That's what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to be a band that just emailed each other. I wanted to do it the old school way. I wanted to get in a basement and just jam.
Yeah.
That's the way I like to do it. I don't like to do like, well, here's my song, this is my song, and then somebody else sends their song. I want everyone to throw in their input.
Yeah, old school.
I like that. I like that because you never know when someone's going to have an idea or that makes something you have even better because everyone thinks different.
Yeah.
So I like everyone to be involved, and we get some beers, we go in the basement, we jam out. You have a good time.
That's so cool. You know, coming up with new, I play guitar myself, and I've had, you know, local bands and stuff here in Texas. And it's fun. It's very cool to come up with new material. You know, that's cool. And
yeah, for sure. And for me, it's been a while because since the last Shadows Fall record, I believe, was like 2012 or somewhere around there. So
yeah,
I was just dying to get something back together and to write some new stuff, and I was just finally happy to have an outlet for it, and the guys I know and who I've been friends with, and it all just kind of gelled together pretty easy.
Yeah, Death Ray Vision, you know, you got a bunch of all-stars. Well,
yeah, it's yeah. Cool, man, it's fun. We're all related to Shadows Fall somehow. Like Jeff, our singer, took Brian Fair's spot in Death Ray Vision.
Okay.
And then our guitar player, Matt LeBreton, and he was in a band called Downpour with Brian Fair. So
it's all tied up together.
It's all tied up to Shadows Fall somehow.
So speaking of Shadows Fall, is there an update on that for us Shadows Fall fans? A reunion maybe? What, you know?
Yeah, so a reunion's happening December 18th.
Wow.
In Massachusetts at the Palladium, and it just sold out 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's still some VIP tickets left, but as far as regular general admission tickets, those are gone. So that on that show, I think On Earth's going to be joining us, Darkest Hour's going to be joining us, Sworn Enemy. So it's kind of like, it'll be like 2003 all over again.
Yeah, those 2000s bands, yeah, On Earth, and yeah, awesome lineup for sure. So I think I did see the flyer, I just didn't see the date on that. So that's in December. Yeah. Very cool for people listening.
Yeah, actually, I just got out of rehearsal. I was at rehearsal this afternoon. Then after there, that's why I forgot about this. I was grocery shopping. Sorry. But yeah, I saw those guys earlier, and we were jamming and trying to knock the dust off of the songs.
Really? So does that include Jason Bittner?
Yep. All of us. It's going to be me, Jason, Matt Bashon, Brian Fair, and Paul Romanko.
Wow. That's cool. Jason's a very cool guy. I had him on the show last year. Very cool guy.
Yeah, totally.
Monster on the drums. Monster, of course.
Yeah, he's ridiculously good on drums.
Oh, yeah, overkill. So, I see you guys. Are you guys taking this on the road, or is just a one-off?
We're just doing this show and kind of seeing where things go. We're not going to be... I don't think we'll we're going to be doing any touring, or at least any heavy touring, because Brian and Paul still, they have young children, and they have regular jobs, and they have their lives. So I don't know if we'll be doing any kind of tours, but we're going to do this show, see how it goes, and then maybe we'll do more.
We'll see, I guess. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, time will tell.
Yeah. So as far as Living Wreckage, you guys doing any more gigs with this?
Yeah, so far we're doing mainly New England stuff.
Yeah.
We got the EP out right now. It's called One Foot in the Grave. You can check that out at Bandcamp.
Awesome.
You can also buy physical copies. I think there's 200 copies left. We made 300, and we sold out the first 100 pretty fast. So we put 200 more up there. And then we're going to have a full-length come out probably most likely early 2022.
Okay.
It's done. It's fully done. We just got to work on stuff like artwork and getting the vinyl and stuff. A lot of the vinyl is backed up right now, so that's kind of like holding us back right now. So once all those ducks line up, then we'll be able to have a full record out there. And then hopefully we'll get a booking agent or something, and we can start hitting the road and not just play New England.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you love good music and good podcasts, you'll love Roots Music Rambler. I'm Jason Falls. My co-host Francesca Folinazzo and I talk to the singers, songwriters, musicians, and more in Americana, alt-country, bluegrass, folk, blues, and beyond. We share our own takes on the latest news in the space and recommend new music for you to explore every episode. Come get to the roots of the music you love. Find us at RootsMusicRambler.com or go wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Roots Music Rambler.
That's some badass music, man. I mean, I heard the video and a couple of the songs. I mean, awesome, awesome stuff.
Yep. So there's three songs right now that everyone can check out.
I don't know. It's just my opinion, but I don't know if it's a good. I hope it's a good comment. Your singer sounds a little bit like John Bush, maybe. No.
Yeah. You know what? You know what's so funny? Like, I've heard that a bunch.
It's good to me. And it's good to me. You know.
I think that's great. I think John Bush is an amazing singer.
Yeah, for sure.
I know he's. Our singer's a big fan of his.
So, there you go.
As we all are.
And oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I take that as a compliment.
Yeah. Very, very good singer. Both. Your singer and John Bush, of course. Both. A legend, of course. John Bush, Armored Saint. And
yeah. That new Armored Saint record's a fucking ripper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, of course, all the 90s stuff he did with Anthrax, you know. That's very cool stuff. Sound of White Noise.
Absolutely.
So anyways, a lot of stuff to talk with you, but we'll keep it short, you know.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Let's go back to your beginnings, you know. How old were you when you when you picked up a guitar?
So I was 12 years old. So that was like
cool.
90, around 90 when I started playing.
Uh-huh. 90. Did you take any classes or?
I took lessons. So I always wanted to play electric guitar since I was 6. And my family had a piano. So they kind of forced me into taking piano lessons, but you know, at 6 years old, I was taking them, and I wish I stuck with it. But you know, in the back of my head, all my favorite bands, no one played piano in my favorite bands back then.
Yeah,
they were, you know, I wanted to play guitar, all the rock bands.
Yeah, rock and roll.
So then, like, I just wasn't interested enough in the piano, so I stopped taking lessons. My parents took me out of the lessons, and then, you know, after enough bothering them, they finally decided to let me take guitar lessons, and
cool.
They rented me an acoustic guitar for, I don't know, maybe it was about 6 months or so, just to make sure I was still into it, and they saw that I was really into it, so they ended up buying me my first electric guitar, and yeah, just ever since, I can't put it down.
Awesome. Awesome. You're a great guitar player. Very, very talented, of course.
Thank you.
Was Shadows Fall your first band, or was there something else besides that?
No, you know, I had, you know, bands when we were kids. You know, I started first band probably when I was 14. And then
really?
High school.
You started young, wow.
Yeah, we would jam in my friend's basement.
Yeah.
When we were 14, you know, just making noise.
Yeah.
You know, play Metallica songs, you know.
Yeah.
And then I went to high school with Adam Duckowitz from Killswitch.
Okay, wow.
And he had a band called Aftershock, so I ended up joining them in high school for a little bit.
Wow.
And then Adam Duckowitz, he ended up going, I was a couple years younger than Adam. So once he graduated high school, he went to Berkeley.
Okay.
And he moved to Boston. So Aftershock was kind of Put on Ice while he went away, because that was his band.
Yeah.
So I started, before Adam left, I had a bunch of songs written, and we demoed out some songs. Adam played drums on all of them. I think I had like three songs. And so I was like, it must have been like a sophomore when we did that. So I had three songs that I demoed with Adam. And once I got that done, I started shopping it to local guys saying, hey, check out my songs. I'm looking for a band. And I gave them to Matt. And Matt was playing in a band called Exhumed at the time.
Okay.
And he dug it. So he's like, hey, I want to play guitar in this. So from there on, Matt and I just started looking for people to jam with. And that's how Shadows Fall happened.
Oh, wow. You were kind of young. So
yeah, I was 17 when we started Shadows Fall.
Wow. That's cool. My first band was at 15. I had to learn Leper Messiah.
Crushing tune.
Yeah. So anyways, this is not about me, so sorry about that.
Not at all.
So anyways, so how did you land the Anthrax gig? You just got a phone call from Rob or from a producer?
Yeah,
or
it was from Rob's management at first.
Okay.
And they told me the deal that Rob was going to leave, and then they needed somebody to fill in for an Australia tour.
Nice.
So, yeah, first I said I couldn't do it because Shadows Fall was supposed to go on tour with Testament to Europe.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, I started talking to my friends and family, and it's like, yeah, I might have this opportunity to fill up for Anthrax. And they're like, you're crazy if you don't go for that. Like, you know what? Yeah, you're right. So I kind of did what Rob did. I called my friend Felipe, and he used to be in a band called Acaro.
Okay.
Out of Boston. And I asked him, I said, if I needed you to fill in for me, would you be able to? And he said, yes. So then I called back Rob, and I just wanted to make sure I asked Rob, hey, is this going to be a full-time thing, or are you coming back? And he was like, no. He's like, I'm not going to come back. So
okay.
Once I knew it could be a full-time opportunity, that's when I was like, all right, I'm going to really go for this.
Wow.
And,
a dream
and
job.
And I didn't hear it. I told Rob, I'm like, yeah, I'm in, man. And then I didn't hear anything for probably about a month. And then it was after the new year.
Awesome.
Right after New Year's, Scott Ian called me and was like, hey, man, I heard you heard what's going on, so can you do it? I was like, absolutely. And that's where it all started.
Wow. Shit, if I was in your place, I would celebrate, like, for a whole week, you know?
Yeah, well, then I had so many songs to learn, like, that I just went into, like, woodshed. Didn't really have too much time to celebrate, but once the first gig was over, then I celebrated.
Yeah. So was there any bad vibes with Shadows Fall because of this, or I mean, back then?
No, because I could see, I saw the writing on the wall. Brian, Paul just got married, and I think I can't remember who had a kid first, Brian or Paul.
Yeah.
But Paul was already not going on the road anymore. And then once I saw that Brian was starting a family.
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way this is going to work out. Plus, like, we were on our downfall, and we were just barely getting by. So I was like, you can't have a family with this income. So,
yeah.
So shortly after I started filling in for Anthrax, Brian said, he's like, yeah, he's like, I can't do this anymore. So
really? Wow.
Yeah. So I'm glad I went for that Anthrax opportunity when I did.
Wow.
If I didn't, then I would have really been in a bad position.
Were you a fan of Anthrax before this, or?
Oh yeah, huge fan. That's why it's still to this day. You know, when I'm playing stuff off like Among and City Euphoria, I listen to those records so much. Because when I'm playing those songs, and I look over to the left and I see those guys over there, I still have to pinch myself sometimes.
Wow, what a dream right there, a dream job right there. Very cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, which guitar player is tougher to? I don't want to say imitate, but. Dan Spitz or any of the 90s stuff? Or
yeah, see with me, I am terrible at copy and note for note.
Yeah.
For guitarists.
Okay.
I have to throw in my own style, but I use the other guy's stuff as a blueprint.
Yeah.
And I try to hit I'll hit the big melody parts and stuff that really sticks out, but then on some of the faster stuff or more the newly stuff, I kind of go my own direction on that.
Yeah.
Kind of keeping the same area. But, yeah, they're two totally different guitar players. And so I just try to use their stuff as a blueprint and put my stamp on it, too.
Yeah. Dan has a strange way of playing leads. I've listened to his leads, and That must have been challenging right there. It's, I mean.
Yeah, he's got a very unorthodox way of playing. He's definitely got his own thing. And it's not like, you know, guitar players like sticking to pentatonic. He uses a lot of exotic scales and stuff. And he's got his own thing going on for sure that's hard to pick up.
Yeah, exotic. There you go. It's not exactly, I mean, you can hear some pentatonics in there, but it's a little bit off the wall. You know, it's very cool, by the way. You know, very cool stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
So how is it working with the Anthrax guys? Are they easy to work with, or are they kind of tough?
Yeah, it's great. They treat me well. I have a blast. I'm playing songs that I grew up on. I have a blast touring. I miss touring so much. We've been playing some one-offs recently, and it's just been a blast getting back together with everyone.
So how was the Louder Fest?
Awesome. I love these festivals. It's such a tease because I just want to get back on the road.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like one show and then it's done. I just want to keep playing a bunch more.
Awesome. I wanted to go to that fest, but it's just a little bit too far for me. I'm in Texas, so a little bit.
Yeah. You guys don't have any big festivals out there right now, do you?
No, we don't. Yeah, we don't. You know, bands roll by Austin and San Antonio, but
Texas is so rock and roll and metal, too, that you'd think there'd be a big one in there somewhere.
Right? They should make something, you know.
Yeah.
So what's brewing right now for Anthrax? What's anything you can reveal for us fans?
I know those guys are working on a record. As far as when it comes out, I have no idea.
Yeah.
We have a couple more one-offs to go. We've done about five so far since July. We got Aftershock next week in Sacramento.
That's right, yeah.
And then we got one in Daytona. I think it's Rockville, I believe.
Okay.
And then there will be a full European tour in September 2022.
There you go. Nice.
With Municipal Waste. So that should be a pretty fun tour. And by then, shit, man, that's like another year away. I hope I can make it.
Awesome. So give us your worst gig and your best gig so far.
Oof. Worst gig. Shit, let me think.
Yeah.
Ooh, well, there's so many, like, best gigs that I can remember of, just ones that really stand out were first time with the Shadows Fall with Japan, and we got to play Pantera's last show.
Okay, wow,
That was crazy. I'll never forget that day. And then even just touring South America on Iron Maiden's plane with Anthrax.
Wow,
that was just a trip.
Big festival. Those are huge festivals.
Yeah. As far as, I can't think of, I've made it through every gig. there's some bad ones in there. I'm trying to think of one of the worst ones.
You're alive.
Mainly it's due to, like, gear problem or something, or gear going down.
Yeah, monitors or.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So what do you listen to? What kind of music do you listen to on your off time? Do you just listen to strictly metal, or are you open to other kinds of genres,
Yeah, I'm open to everything, but I am a huge metalhead. A lot of metal guys be like, well, I don't even listen to metal. It does take up most of my listening time. as far as my favorite, I'm a huge 80s fan.
Oh,
80s metal. Love that stuff. And even like Living a Wreckage, our main influences are 80s and 90s metal. So I'm sure you can hear that in there.
For sure. Awesome. Thank you, Jonathan. Would you like to send a message to your fans listening to this podcast?
Yeah, man. Hey, I can't wait to be back on the road. Hopefully some of you will make it out to the Shadows Fall show December 18th. Keep an eye out for Living Wreckage. We have some stuff online. It's Matt from Shadows Fall and myself. That's our new project at the moment. That's what we're writing for. Anthrax will be on the road next September 2022. So hope to see everyone out there.
Awesome. Thank you, Jonathan. And we hope to see you on the road, like you said, and hope to see Living Wreckage on the road, too.
Yeah, hopefully. Me too, man.
Appreciate
that.
All right,
no problem. Take care.
Don't forget to subscribe to our channel. Don't forget to like, share, and blah, blah, blah. You guys know what to do. We appreciate it to the people already subscribed to our YouTube channel and the people downloading our stuff on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Deezer, TuneIn Radio, blah, blah, blah. Whichever your preferred way of listening to a podcast, we appreciate your company and your preference. Thank you, out of thousands of podcasts, you know. So anyways, be on the lookout for some more great artists. We have a lot of great artists lined up for our podcast. So thank you, guys. And so we thank Jonathan one more time.
And we thank Anthrax for bringing the metal to us fans. And of course, thank you guys for keeping it metal. And thank you for accompanying us. So don't forget to keep it metal.